Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. We are about ready to dive into Google Maps and WordPress, what it means for you, your clients, what it means for the new Google API for Maps, the cost of this. So let's start by just, Google Maps made it easy from the very beginning of allowing your clients to put up location information or to easily embed a map system on for all their clients and all their customers. Well, over time, yes, there have been other mapping groups that have come out. Yes, Apple has their own thing for iOS. Bing has their own mapping system. There's Open Mapping. We'll take a look at a few of those, but we're still going to focus on Google because not only does Google Maps integrate with your SEO, because local SEO, searching on maps, allowing that to happen, allowing people to find information on there. There's a number of other benefits that you can provide with embedding or adding Google Maps, whether that's direction systems or routing information or just simply having information in a map-based pins, putting pins inside the map. All those things are considerations. The other thing, as we go through looking at different options, we're going to try, or at least I'm going to try, to keep performance considerations, because I'm going to tell you right now, right from the onset, fully embedding or fully integrating a mapping dynamic system on your website will slow down the performance of your website. Nothing you can do, because it is a API intensive call and response between your website and different servers. It will slow down your site. So there are things that we can do to go beyond that. Now, how many of you have over the years just simply embedded Google Maps? Has anybody done that? You just a simple little embed that Google makes it really easy. If you've never done that, don't worry. We're going to quick illustrate that in just a moment. Now, that's all fine and dandy, but how many of you also heard that about a little less than 2 years ago, Google said they would start to charge a price to use their Google mapping system? If you've heard that or you've read that on blogs and you've got concerned, there's several things that I want to talk about. And in order for me to talk about this, I'm going to just bring up this pricing table. So this is over at the Google Cloud. This is where all the API information and the ability to sign up for APIs are stored. So it depends on what you want the map to do that you're going to put on a website and whether or not it's going to cost money. So immediately, you may have some people say, hey, it's going to cost a lot of money. And I know I've said that in the past. They have updated a lot of their APIs so that if all you do is a basic embed, and we'll take a look at what a, quote, basic embed means, guess what? It's still going to be free as long as you have less than 500,000 visitors using that map a month. Now, most of us probably don't have our client visitor base having 500,000 unique visitors using the website. This is not just simply 500,000 times that somebody actually visits the website or accidentally shows up on the website and bounces off to someplace else or bots visit. This is actually somebody who then interacts with the map system. So embedding is you're perfectly safe. The idea that when you embed a Google map and somebody comes on a mobile device, well, then it uses the Google map that application that is part of, a separate app, or whether it's integrated into the website, those are all going to be free. And it's only when you go over here to putting up static maps that it costs money, and there's an easier way of getting around that, so you never have to pay money for static maps. or dynamic street view maps. These would be ones where you're actually, somebody is on in their car driving, they say, find me the nearest location, and then route me to your place of business while I'm still on your website. I'm going to tell you, most of us are never going to use these on an actual website. These are for people who are integrating Google Maps into like their actual app. So, you know, if you go to work for, now I know things like Uber Eats and Postmates and all these different delivery services, most of them choose not to use Google Maps because of the cost. But if they did, they would be paying a certain number of per uses. They'd have to be paying to use that API. So for most of what we're going to be doing is we're going to be perfectly fine. So I put that out there. So don't just simply dismiss Google Maps because in the past you've heard it costs money for the API. Yes, it does. You will still have to get an API, and we will do that here, but it's not going to cost you anything. So basically, the API is just so that they can log the calls so that once you go beyond 500,000, you're probably going to get a customer service rep call you and say, hey, I'm your account representative. Let's talk about you giving us a credit card. Embed advanced also means like you're including routing stuff, you're including other information integrated with the site. You're going to see why here in just a moment. Basically, embed advanced is stuff that you are programmatically adding to your embed code that is not done inside, as you're going to see when we actually create a map, when we actually share a map. It's beyond that. So moving on, that's the big thing. Wanted to show that pricing is not going to be the major issue. All right. So our next thing is we're going to quickly look at an embed map. Then we're going to look at a plugin. Then we're going to look at an advanced tool that that Google offers that we can use that still allows us to do things for free. And then we're going to look at a really cool plugin that may actually increase performance for your website. So that's kind of the next few steps. So just in case anybody who's never done this, I want to come over here to here's the White House. Here's the Mall, the Washington Monument, the Eclipse, and here's the White House. So if I wanted to say, all right, here we are at the White House and we want to share that map, rather than simply saying, all right, let's get that address, let's put the website, let's do all these things. Where you want to go now, and this is a big change that Google has now made it so much easier, come over here to the share, where, yes, you can send a link to a friend or something, but come over here to embed a map. Because now what we want to do is, where's that? Oh, it didn't even include that. Awesome. So we need to actually, let me zoom in. Basically, you get to set the map. The pin is already there because the pin came from here. And we're just zooming in. And you're basically now setting up your map wherever you need it to go. And when you have set the size, notice how I also put a pin there. It now shows the address or whatever we have in Google Maps already set. And you can actually dive into the embed code by scrolling. Basically, the iframe is there. Copy the HTML. And now we're going to go back to our website. Let's go. We'll put it on the sample page to make it easy. And we'll just go ahead and edit the sample page. I wonder if I have anything on this sample page. And I think I still have Gutenberg. So we'll do it both ways. with Gutenberg and without Gutenberg. Just so you see what's happening. And don't we just love how Gutenberg takes forever? Now, when we are adding something to Gutenberg, we want to come over here. Now, this is one of the plugins that we will deal with later. But there's several things that we will want to deal with. One of the ways you can do this is actually coming over here in terms of like a custom HTML. That's definitely one way you can do it. You could put code in there. And I don't think we need any of the others. So we'll just go ahead and do custom HTML, where we simply copy and paste. There's our iframe. We can view the preview. And all of a sudden, it didn't save at our zoomed in area. All right. So let's go ahead and update that and go view the page. So by embedding the map, and that, Jan, I'm not quite sure because maybe it's still not there. Did I miss something on? It didn't update the embed frame with the actual. All right, I'll look into that because this used to when I originally wrote the first part of this webinar, this was still in here. It would dynamically update. All right, this will be also a good example of why we might need an actual plugin to provide our solution. Now, secrets. Now, here is an issue. So basically, this is now a dynamic map where people can move around, find something on the website. My account, when all the users show up on the site, their account, if they're logged into Google, will be here. Now we have tracking issues going on, especially if you're over in Europe and you have to account for all tracking issues. And you have to, basically there's now a Google Maps API cookie happening. This may not be what you want. Here's why. Because if all we're doing is simply trying to say a location so people can figure it out or figure out where our location is, you may find it will be easier to, and again, you can use any type of clipping program, free selection. I'm going to do a screenshot of just this. Great. So I now have a screenshot of just this. And I'm going to make sure I have seen our little White House screenshot. And we're going to download that as an image once that screenshot shows up here. And you can do this with any of your web screenshotting system. So I'm going to go back while I wait for that. And we're going to bring this edit page up. And I'm going to show you the quick little trick that will save you tons of bandwidth and other things. So we're going to save this image. And we will save this as map. Okay. So now that I have the map here, we're going to come back over here. And instead of doing a sample page, custom iframe, we're going to go ahead and delete this, remove this block, and we're going to just add an image. Again, you know how to add an image in a regular WordPress, not non-Gutenberg thing. So we're going to upload this, make sure I can upload our, these are all the, let's see, where I can't even remember where I saved it from. I think it was downloads. Oh, I'll just make it, because this is taking forever. Here, let me actually pull up the Finder, and the Finder will be able to give me the recent documents, and I can just drag the PDF. No, I am still using the regular edit, the classic editor. Way more, but because the website we were on, we were using, oh, here's our map. Okay, so I'm gonna drag the map up here. So now we have an image. Now, here's what you do with this, whether you're on Classic Edit or not. Notice how when we go in and we want to link this image, let's go back to the map, jump back over here, send a link. Watch what happens when I'm just going to paste this link into here, and you're going to see it opens up in the exact location that we want it to open, hopefully, the exact location. So Google Maps is opening up. We've got the White House. It should have, that's should be the correct location. There we are. So it's going to open that up. So on our web page, when we have a static image, we can link it to a custom URL. What's the URL? Use the link that Google gave you to share with friends. And you can either open it in a new tab, whatever you want. So now we update this. And this will help with caching, performance, speed, and usability, because people can still look at this and say, ah, this makes a lot of sense. I now know where your office is located. I can figure it out. And the moment they click on your static image, it takes them to a usable Google Maps system that is no longer using your API or your client's API, and you never have to worry about any costs if you have a client that for some reason is getting 500,000 clicks on their map system. So I point that out because it is a loophole. You're still using Google Maps, but you have been using this. No copyright issues, because you are not claiming it's your own map. You are actually linking directly to Google Maps, so therefore Google can do whatever sales, updates, locations. So this is actually what Google does, is this is where Google makes their money, nearby. Because then they're trying to, see if we do nearby to the White House, you're going to, well, actually it's gonna want to look at this. So if you say bars, it's gonna come over here, and you're going to sometimes have paid ads that show up on the different bars. So if you want a simple way for most of your clients on their about page or the contact us page or the location page, this is going to be the best performance solution in terms of to keep a speed up for your clients, is simply to go make your own screenshot of Google Maps. But don't just leave it there. You need to link it to the actual Google Map, so that you're still, it's still Google who's interacting with the client once that happens. And again, this also eliminates the need to have any tracking codes, API stuff. So this is probably a better way to do things if you're in Europe. You don't have to have additional cookies on your website. You're just simply directing them to the actual map you created for your clients or whatever. So that's the hack. So let's move beyond there. Because once you say, hey, okay, I need something a little bit more advanced that I can do some stuff with. So that's where this is one of the plugins, and it's probably used more than any other plugin out there for Google Maps. It's called WP Google Maps. There is a pro version that allows you to create additional drop-down pin marks that give your own custom location information when you hover over a pin. You know, for example, if I hover over, the Hamilton restaurant, we get information that shows up. But the advanced plugin, the pro version of this plugin I'm going to show you, would allow you to add your own information to it. So basically it's all going to operate from within your own website. But for most people, the free version is going to do more than you really need. And I'm going to show this to you right now. So basically, the WP Google Maps, when you install it, now we're going to have to create an API. And that's part of why I wanted to use this plugin, because we need to walk through creating an API and how to do that. So the free version does absolutely allow you to put as many pins as you want. So you can, if your client has 48 offices, so maybe you have a chance to build a political website for some local candidate, and they have 3 or 4 offices or campaign stops. You can put those all up. Maybe they already know the 48 different campaign stops they're going to have over the next 4 months. You can put them pins in there, and then you can actually have the dates for each one of those things. So people can see all the places and when can I go see my candidate. Then you'll also be able to have a store locator on the free version. So you can put all your stores in there. Then a person can visit who visits your website. They go to the map, they put their location in, and it will show them where the closest store is. Nice thing about this, the free version of the plugin, you do have several different designs of the maps to maybe help. The pro version has the ability to make your own designs, custom do your own design with CSS. Things like, do you want all the streets to be this color, or the parks to be this color, all that type of stuff. And then you can also do custom shapes, and you'll see why in just a moment. Okay, so yes, this plugin, just so everybody knows where we are, it's called WP Google Maps. So when you first get here, I'm not going to skip the intro and create a map, because we need to first start by going to the settings, and we need to come in here and create our API. So we need to create an API. Now, you can click this link, and it's going to take you to their instructions. We're going to do something slightly different. So I'm going to walk you through. Where's my browser page? All right. So we need to go to the Google Cloud platform. And let me paste this link into the chat room. And it will, this link will be in the handout, because I have a 1, 2, 3 in the handout for creating your own API. So once we have this, we need to create a project. So basically it's the Google Cloud Console Maps API. And hopefully this loads a little bit quicker. All right, come on. Let me close out of, I don't need this browser page. Okay, so here we are. Now, I'm pretty sure, let's not do terms of services right now. You can have as many projects as you want. So if you're doing this for a client, you can just do it in your own account. Create as many projects as you need. We're going to create this class test project WP. Maybe I need to create it. A new project. I will just leave this as is. So we're just going to create this. Creating the project. wait for it to finish creating so that then we can select the project. I hope it'll actually, there we are. So now let's come over here, select our project. Because you can have different APIs for different projects. The handout is going to be available as part of the replay. And yes, Paul, if you do the screenshot thing, there's no need for any API or anything like that. But once you see how easy it is with this plugin, you may say, hey, I'll go through the process of doing this. Okay, so good. We're in here in our project. We're now using this project. It's still loading some stuff. I'm not sure why. Okay, let me come over here. Basically, I need to get it back to the map APIs. If you didn't know, Google has thousands of different APIs. It's no longer just hundreds of different APIs. Whether you need to work with their servers or any of their resources or integrating with anything, there's APIs for everything. And you just have to have a code and authorization in order to do that. All right, so what we are looking for is once this comes up on this page, we want the Maps Embed API to allow us to do much more. So basically it's this, Google Maps. Now it says the JavaScript API key here. Again, as I said, you can also click on the link in the plugin and they will have their own instructions trying to bypass some of their issues. For some reason, this just seems pretty slow right now. I wonder what our internet speed is. Oh, that's why it took a while. They want to charge you to use their own key. All right, so you don't need to do that. Well, if we can't get this page to show up, we may have to. All right, here we are. Now I see our overview. We're finally waiting for this API area. Let me kill the load of their page. Yes. I told you sometimes working with the APIs of Google or anybody's API, if things get overwhelmed or your internet isn't quite as fast or something else like that, this type of stuff will slow down. All right, well, while we wait for this to come up, because my goodness, it actually stopped loading, but it didn't finish the page. All right, so let's go back over here while we go over here. So here's the thing. Once we get our API and we're going to be able to pull that in, we can choose whether or not what type of controls they can do. Can they move the map around? Can they zoom in and out? Can they disable street view? So we have now the control over what's going to happen in that embed window. We can also, you know, make sure the proper jQuery is working. We can also exclude the API to be used on certain pages. So this would be, maybe you've got the Google Maps on the About page, or maybe you have it in a certain widget area, but you only want those to show up in certain places on the home page and the About page, all that type of stuff. So we can choose when and where a map is going to be used. The other thing is, when we look here at info windows, any of the markers, these are the marker listings that we'll create here in just a moment. If somebody clicks on a marker it will open up the information about that marker. So store location, store information, office information, hover, or you can disable all info windows. So it's just treated as a straight map with pin marks in it. The marker listing allows us to then say, all right, when a marker shows up that we put into the map, and we do some of these marker things on the actual Google map, and you'll see it in just a moment, but we have to get our API information. We can choose, do we want to hide certain things? What's the theme of when we have markers showing up? And you'll see that there are different ways that the content of the restaurant, whether it's pulling from Google Maps or your own stuff, how we display it. So we have a lot of control over what we can do. Store locator, basically this is how many miles apart. Do you want to say, show me stores within 5 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles. And then you don't have to have all these. You just choose what the spacing is. In the advanced area, this is, again, the Google Maps API key, which will go here. You'll also see it here, so you can always go in and change it. You can put your own CSS that overlays over top of the Google Map. And then for those people who need GDPR compliance, basically, if you are using the Google Maps API, you can check this and it will automatically create a notification saying that this website uses this information. And if you continue to use the website, you are consenting to the use of your location, your information. So this will do it for you. Now I really hope this finished loading. I mean, the other web pages are loading fine. It just seems like the Google Cloud platform is absolutely dying today. Okay, maybe we're getting there. Maybe not. I've actually never seen it this slow. Maybe it knows that I'm trying to do a webinar on it, and I've just taught you how to skirt the API, and Google's Maps is upset at me. All right, well, let me show you something else that you can do. If you don't want to deal with all this stuff, one of the alternatives is use Open Layers. And Open Layers is an alternative mapping engine. So if I save the settings, great. So now I'm using Open Layers. Awesome. Love it. All right, so now my even website isn't loading. Let's figure out why. Bear with me 1 second. All right, let's go back to the settings. There we are. All right, so that finally showed up. That took forever. All right, so here we are. Let me just show you how to create your API. We're looking for, you can get multiple APIs. The Maps Embed API is used by a whole bunch of WordPress plugins. The Maps JavaScript API is used by this plugin. So if I come over here, I click on that box for the Maps, the JavaScript API key, it's going to then basically ask you questions about your information, and I'm going to enable it. So it's going to tell us stuff, and then we have to fill out information, like, well, where are you going to be using this? What are you using it for? All that type of stuff. Now, if you've never done any Google Cloud Platform stuff or API stuff, you'll probably have to spend a little bit more time setting up your account just to make sure that they know who you are. Basically, it's just a few questions. You don't have to fill out tons of stuff for that. All right, that's still taking forever. Let me see if I can get Open Layers to work, because last time it crashed the website. It crashed the website again. All right, don't use Open Layers. All right, so here we are. Okay, looks like the Maps JavaScript API, because probably I've already filled out information about who I am, I don't have to put anything else. So we can just come over here and credentials. Let's make sure. We just need an API key, a simple check of an API key. And for this example, we're going to copy this, come back over here, paste it, save. Once our API is there, yay, successfully is there. We can always go back and do our changes. So here we have, and again, from this plugin in your maps, you can create as many maps as you want. Or it looks like with the pro versions, as many as you want. Interesting, because they say something different on the WordPress page, I believe. So let me show you this. If we were just simply going to grab the short code, go back over to our sample page, let's edit the page. We will add this above the current image that we are using. Actually, because I am sick and tired of using the Gutenberg editor, before I do that, we're going to go in and, one second, we need to get, we're going to go back to the admin and we're going to turn off the Gutenberg editor because that is slowing down the site slightly. All right, let's get to the plugins. And I'm going to activate Classic Editor, so it'll just make editing quicker and easier. All right, so there's our Classic Editor is now running. Let's go back to our pages, and we are going to grab that sample page that has the code that we are working with. So from this area, we're going to edit our sample page, and we'll just go ahead and paste our short code. And we'll paste the short code just above, or let's get the text. It's actually got to translate or transfer over the Gutenberg junk over to the text editor. Oh, that's gonna actually break the site. There we go. All right, so now there's our short code. Let's update this. So we should have a map that now shows up when we go look at the front of the web page, or look at the page, this sample page. So notice how the load time, our static image loaded right away, and now here's our loaded map. So let's start adjusting this stuff. So we can go back into our map and edit this. Again, we can have the width, the height, what type of map is it gonna be? We can change all those. So if it's satellite roadmap. So here we are, and we can begin to choose what type of a theme. So let's go ahead and pop it over here to just kind of a black and white image. Basically, I now need to wait for this page to load. There we are. Here's our page to load. Everything's showing up. All right, there we are. So here's our first map. What's our zoom level? What do we want it to do? If we come over here and we start adjusting the zoom location, we are going to actually see Awesome. We have already exceeded our quota. How? Exactly. How in the quotas? We literally just made it. And just because I wanted to show you the Zoom key, map loads per day. Great. Our limit is one. What the? Let's try this. Enter a number between 0 and 1. Oh, I see. I need to actually give them my credit card. Enable billing for this. Would you mind if I don't enter my credit card information, but you guys understand that one, this is probably where your issue is. Once you hook this up for billing, and again, that's going to be in your account information. Once you give them the credit card, you're not going to be billed for it, but I'm not going to waste my time trying to put a credit card in for this test account right now. So let's go back over here. So basically, we're going to do this without actually working with the map. You get the opportunity to set the zoom level, map alignment. Are we centering it? Are we putting it off? Are we doing satellite hybrid terrain roadmap? You do have the ability to change the theme. Boom, it's starting to add theme information. We can always preview this. Well, actually, we can't preview this because the API has already been used. If we set directions, this is more of a pro version. Store locator, we can deal with this. Basically, you put your address of the main store that you're looking for. This is nice, especially if you are in Canada or if you're over in Europe. You can choose kilometers or miles. Much easier to deal with. You can say, you know, listen, the only people who get to do directions are if you are from a certain country. So these are basically up here, your top settings that overview your area. Then we come down here. In markers, we have different markers here. So if I were to add a location, we'll just go ahead and we'll grab this one. Let's copy this location. This is a restaurant in DC, very expensive, probably not worth going to. Side note. Then we can enter a location. Fine. Do you want to open up an info window? So if I add that marker, and basically because I can't get my API going, we're stuck. Now I can come in here, and if I edit, we'll just edit this one. This is already for the state of California. When I go in and edit, where's this? I want to edit. Oh, it's over here. The advanced markers then allow you to add your own pictures that basically if you use a marker, cancel. If you use a marker here on the free version of this plugin, it's going to pull the information for whatever is on actual Google Maps. So if we were to put this location of this hotel, this restaurant, it's going to pull this image into our map that's on the website. It's going to pull this description. It's going to pull all the stuff that come from Google Maps. It's not going to allow you to customize it unless you have the pro version of the plugin, and then you can overwrite, you can put your own title, and you can put your own description and other items. Polygons basically allow you to map out a certain area and color that area. So if we, if you're adding a polygon, and I don't know if we'll be able to fully look at it. I don't want to spend too much more time on it. We can color out a certain area. So maybe you want to say that this is the area this Domino's pizza serves. This is the area that Domino's pizza serves. If you're creating a delivery service website for a client, you can actually put together a polygon system, a display, a visual representation of service area. If you are building a website for somebody's mobile bike repair system, they can actually say, here's the areas that I will come to. And if you don't live within this region of the map, sorry, I can't help you. Same thing for heat maps, circles, rectangles. We can draw a whole bunch of stuff. Now, once we're in the markers, again, the pro version has, they're always trying to get you to upgrade. You can, again, add your own title, your own image. You can get your own directional systems for all of this. So this is probably the most advanced Google Map plugin, but you can see that you can get lost in this, and a lot of clients don't need this type of fine-tuned solutions because you can do a lot of the, quote, fine-tuned solution creation as that will keep your optimization by simply creating your map, putting your own polygon in here that you would put into an image editor. And now you have a static image that has the polygon, the overlay, or whatever you want to do, you know, an opaque polygon that you can put on the image. And then when they go to the website, you will have shared a website that has the exact location, the things that they're looking for. All right. So let's move beyond just a plugin like this. There are other plugins that are a little more complex, or sorry, more complicated to use that are WordPress Google Map plugins. This is the one I would probably recommend if this is the direction you want to go. I'm going to close these windows out. Now, this is a newer solution that Google is now offering for people who may just want more advanced than simply sharing a location on a Google map. How many of you have seen this? It's called Google My Maps. If you've never seen this, it's kind of cool. So let's get started. Let me actually put that link in the chat room just so you can visit it. So Google My Maps is a service for us to basically go through the process of creating a custom map. And looks like, this is back for, let's look at our fire department, the fire department I've been a part of. So if I open my Maps, you're going to actually see the responding area. So it pulls up Google Maps. It has its own overlay and editing system that we can modify. Now, in the fire department, everything is laid out in box numbers so that if I know it's box 1301, I am going to go right out of the fire station. So I start driving there. Then I can figure out where I'm going to go from. So what this allows you to do is come in here. You can create whatever map you want once you've got everything set, and you can create, this is one that's specifically for polygons. If I come over here, I can change the color. I can add text if I wanted to. And so that would be if somebody was sitting here, they click on this area and they can, you put your own title. So this one, this is actually built by somebody in the fire department. I don't think I did this one. Maybe I did do this one because it's attached to my account. It's kind of weird. But these are all the different boxes out of the Dunloring fire station that one fire station responds to. It's as simple as adding a layer. Okay, here's our layer. Add places to layer by drawing or importing data. So drawing, if I were to go over here and let's just do this, point one. Oh no, I didn't want points. Hold on, cancel. I don't want points. I meant to do a polygon. It's this one. Draw a line. A line or a shape. Now, again, the cool thing is when you create a layer, you don't have to allow people to do their own directions. You can simply, how many of you have seen websites that say, that show if you're coming from the north, you want to come I-95 south, take 495 west, get off on exit 32. If you're coming from the south going north, you're going to take I-95 north, 395 north, get off on Route 1, you know, that type of stuff. So you could actually write your own driving route so that when people get close enough, they're like, oh, now I go with this one. So we can create that biking route. Let's say you're going to have the walking route is really cool if you are building a website for a race organization so that they're going to have like a marathon. So let's draw a map of the marathon route so that then we can actually trace out all the streets that are going to be closed off or used for the race, something like that. So I'm going to create a line or a shape. And then if we go like this, let's grab this one. We're just going to add only park to first do box. Allow it to go around Pimmit Hills. So once we do this, notice how our polygon is created. This is a new polygon, new area. Save this. I can now come over here. Let's change the color. Come over here. Change the color. Orange. So that's not very good. Let's make border width so really clear. Trying to make it stand out a little bit. All right. So see, now I've got my title, I've got my text. I could add my own photo in this area so that when people come over here and click on it, it pops up the information. So now, once you set this, I'm going to click share. We get the same solution. It's going to basically create the ability to share it with somebody and Okay, public on the end, no sign in. Anyone with the link. So again, you can choose how you want to share it, how you want to bring it out. Let me actually delete this because I know some other people may still use this as a first do map system. But you can then go create any number of solutions. And once you're ready, I think you just come over here. No. Let's go back. How do I get out of this? That's what I wanted. Embed on my site. Here's our iframe. So notice it's up here. It's for whatever map you're creating. You can create a new map, copy map, open map. Embed on my site. Exporting to KML, KMZ. If you didn't know, that's how we can add stuff to Google Earth. So that's another thing. And then nice thing is you can then have a nice printout of a map, however you want to print it out as a PDF. So you can include it in, again, if you're creating a race map for an upcoming marathon for a nonprofit group that's running that as a fundraiser, that can be included as a PDF directly from Google with the race map already mapped out. So let's go back here. I've already copied and pasted this so that now we're going to come over here. We're going to edit the page. So yes, Google My Maps is in between just simply using Google Maps and a full-blown plugin that allows you to do things, and Google My Maps makes life so much easier where you don't need a plugin. Oops. Now that didn't, where did that, let's, maybe it didn't copy the embed because it should be an iframe. All right, copy. Let's go back here. There we are. Okay, so now we're going to update and let's go take a look at our page. So we should now have a nice colored in map of all the first due boxes for the fire station. Hopefully. See how it comes up, Google My Maps. Yep, first two boxes. There we are. Something that is very unique, allows people to do things, dig into it, and it's not just a standard Google map. So I'd encourage you, everybody, to look at, instead of using a Google Maps plugin, spend some time looking at Google My Maps. You'll probably be able to do everything you wanted to do with the plugin because, it's going to eliminate the need for an API. It still allows you would basically, your own Google account is going to be what is interacting with this Google Maps area, the My Maps. But you start with a base map, and you have to do everything over here in Google My Maps. So then let's just go ahead and add different layers. So let's just say, what can I add? Oh, never mind. I don't want layers. Let me delete this one. Okay, so we're going to create pins. Let's just say, here's our first stop. First stop in tour. Join us on August 1st for some awesomeness. Boom. Then we can say, all right, let's get a new one. And if we then went to Chicago, second stop on tour. Here in Chicago. Well, what image should we use? Oh, I don't know. It's going to then say, do you want to upload it? Where do you want to grab your images? I'm going to let's go drop. Where'd my finder box go? Let me grab an image. And where's a Vlad Studio? Just as a side note, Vlad has a bunch of new backgrounds. If you haven't been over to look at Vlad's stuff. All right, so we're going to add this image to that area. I'm not sure which one this one. Oh, there we are. All right, so save this. Save. Okay, so we've got our first two stops. I'm going to go ahead. Oh, let's title this. And let's say amazing quick mapping. You can do this for any site, WordPress, social media sites, static HTML, whatever you want to use. Okay, so we've got information here. Let's go ahead and we're going to grab our embed this site. Oh, we need to share it. Got to make it public in order to embed it. So bring it over here. and we're almost done. So let's change this because right now it's all private, public, saved. Again, it's using the same permission systems that you use for Google Drive and your Google Documents. That's because all these maps are basically stored in your Google Drive. So if I were building this for specific clients, I would probably want to share it or do it on their Google Drive so that maybe it's stored on their Google Drive. You are just basically sharing the responsibility of managing and editing this. All right, so now we've got this, copy, paste. Let's go replace this embed box so that we can look at the quick thing that we just made. And hopefully you will see that I believe this, if you need something more than just a static image linking off to Google Maps, which is the best performance solution, this is the second best because you don't need a robust API system or plugin system in your WordPress site. And let's go ahead and view the page because we should have just saved that. Great. And so the screen should look exactly like what we were just looking at. Notice how we've got our two pins. If we click on the pin in here, it opens up information about the first stop. Great. What about this pin? It opens up this with an image, with a description. Here's our title, the name of it, description. I think it's a great solution that is that doesn't require extra effort on our part. And you can spend really a lot of time customizing it, making it unique. For example, individual styles. You can actually create styles. How are the labels handled, whether you're turning things on or off. And then we can choose things, which maps do you want. Notice how it's the same nine map systems that you saw in the plugin. So hopefully from what you're seeing that I've just demonstrated to you, that the WordPress plugin that does all this stuff inside WordPress is basically a WordPress skin of this Google My Maps. The coloring, the styling, the choosing a different map, the ability to add polygons, add markers, add directions, measure distances between things. The only difference is it's just an embed from Google versus an API JavaScript integration in WordPress. The only other thing that I will point out is if you have major performance issues, it's causing major issues with your site, but your client still absolutely wants Google Maps integrated. This plugin basically does this. So the actual embed, so it'll take any of the Google iframes. So whether you create it in Google My Maps, whether you create it in regular Google Maps, the embed is then masked. So it doesn't actually function. It just uses a placeholder image until somebody clicks on it. So it's a way that it's not going to load anything. It's not going to integrate. It's not going to do anything. It's another way, as you can see, if people don't want to accept Google's privacy policy, if people don't want to accept the tracking cookies or anything else that's there, this plugin operates not as a pop-up window, that pop-up banner bar that says you must agree to these things in order to use the site's API, blah, blah, blah. This stands in the way and puts a placeholder. And again, that means it loads faster. It's simply a placeholder image that when they click on it, it will then enable the map, enable the embed, whether it's from Google Maps or Google My Maps or any other iframe API system. It just stands in the way. And it can help those of you who have GDPR issues where basically you want to make it easy for any visitor to a client site to use the maps, but still stay in compliance, because by clicking on the map for them to see the location of the stores, they're agreeing to the thing because they're interacting with it. There's a sign. Now you can change the text for this. And you can actually say, by clicking on this, you will enable the maps and agree to the privacy policy. And then it just gets out of the way. So it's a nice solution, I think. Very simple. You don't have to make any changes to your Google Map iframes. You could start to implement this today. So if you already have Google Maps, but now you want to try and go into more privacy compliance, this is a plugin that will handle this for you. And yes, it was, I believe, doesn't this GmbH, what's that, either a Dutch or a German company? I can't remember which country in Europe. German company type. That's what I thought it was. But I just have a lot of Dutch friends who have companies with that same thing. So maybe the Dutchies have German companies. All right. So this is the answer to whether or not you should use Google Maps. Yes, don't be afraid of it just because API will charge money or they want to do things. The biggest thing to stay away from the API is it does slow down your site. There's a performance hit. So we can solve that by screenshotting the location out of Google Maps and then linking directly to the share of whatever we created. If you want to do more advanced things, I think better than adding a plugin, come over here, build the display that you want for the company in Google My Maps and use this embed. It'll save you money, save you resources. And the nice thing is, once you create it, you have all your maps in your own Google My Maps because it's saved in your Google Drive or your whatever shared drive you're using. She shared with you. You could have the client, or you could log into the client's account, create it, and then share it with you so that then you can manage it. And so those are the two solutions I offer to you or suggest to you as you go forward with using mapping systems on WordPress websites. I hope this helps. I hope you understand why I don't think there's a need for a WordPress plugin, because we can do it all outside. Anytime we can offload something away from the WordPress query system, our WordPress sites are going to stay as fast as possible. It also prevents a client from, they may get access to certain parts of the website, or as they grow or they feel more confident in their ability to write a post, they're going to do something weird. And if we just already have things offloaded to other locations, we'll be able to just simply restore it if we need to. All right. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day. We will upload this and get this ready for replay. And in the replay handout, you will see links as well as the step-by-step of creating a Google Maps API, if you still want to go that direction, as well as links to Google My Maps and other examples. Well, take care. I hope you have a great rest of Wednesday. And I will talk to you all later.